Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's where you need talent for sure. But I think one thing that people are overlooking for next season, this upcoming season, is I think, and maybe it's just some people will label it as vibes, but I think there is something to being all in or everybody, you know, going in the same direction that can just change a locker room, change the organization. Just a little bit. It's not going to make them championship contenders. But if they were a play-in team this year, they could get to a 7 seed or a 6 seed even by not having people quit on you halfway through the season. Everybody in that, not everybody, too many people in that building quit on that season.
Facts. Yep.
In the middle of the season.
Yeah.
So you played another 40 games or so where there was probably a situation where there were more people that quit than stayed together. So if you're, we'll just use Domantas Sabonis as an example. If you're Domas, like it's me and Malik alone trying to do this for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches didn't quit. Front office people didn't quit. There's other people on the bench who have quit. Players have checked out.
Yep.
How are we supposed to bring this thing together, unite? Zach LaVine, I'm coming here, man. Nobody even cares about what's going on right here.
Mm-hmm.
I just got here. The assistant coach didn't quit and left for Florida State. The general manager didn't left right. We got 20 games left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that can take you from a 40-win season to a 55-win season. But just having a group of people connected that care about what's going on, I do believe that can take you from 40 to 45 alone. Now, if you get the right people in here, you're playing well, you got injury luck, and things worked out, now you're talking about another couple more games. But I don't think last year gets enough credit for how difficult that was to succeed in.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very tough situation. And I think there was.
That they brought upon themselves.
They did.
Yeah.
They did, but sometimes those players didn't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the organization.
Yeah, the organization.
Yeah, I meant the organization.
But
unless,
I'm just saying, Zach LaVine.
No, for sure. Know, yeah. No, I'm.
What
I'm,
he walked into.
I'm talking the Luke Lauks and the Wes mm-hmm. Wilcoxes mm-hmm. and even the Monty McNairs and Mike Browns and all of them.
Yeah.
Like everyone's hands are dirty. In, you know, where the Sacramento Kings are. You had, it wasn't until Zach LaVine trade, it wasn't until the trade deadline was over and De'Aaron was gone and all of that was behind us where it's like, all right, it was kind of like, all right, Doug, try to fix it. Like you're trying to float if you're Doug Christie, you know, prior to that, because you're navigating nonsense. Once that's behind you, Monty can't do anything. Vivek can't do anything else. You know, I think Luke Lauts wound up leaving after that. Whatever. Like, I don't know how involved in, like, all honesty, how involved any of those assistant coaches in things in that final stretch. Like, James talked so regularly about how exhausted Doug looked. There's a different reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Doug felt like he was still one of your favorites, a one-man wolf pack. He was out there trying. I'm not saying he didn't rely on him. Not saying it was bad blood. I'm just saying I don't know how many of those people Doug trusted.
Right.
That was Mike Brown's staff, and two of them were told to be fired, or at least one or the other be fired. One just kind of stayed here, and again, I think we know now why he had years. He had more time left on his contract. Mm-hmm. Don't quit. Make Vivek pay you. That's ultimately what happened.
And once again, he didn't.
And Doug's just trying to survive. He's trying to tell Zach LaVine, hey, DeMar, all those guys, none of this stuff matters anymore. We've got to find a way to go win games.
Mm-hmm. And to Luke Louts and Jay Triano, I'm not questioning their professionalism because I think they handled themselves, at least outwardly, like professionals. They were professionals. Jay Triano was a professional. But I find out boss wanted me fired. At the very least, I'm not as invested as I was before that. At the very least, I might just show up every day and just kick my feet like I'm here. You can fire me if you want. But I'm here. I've checked in. My key card is here, but I'm not really invested. Like, you don't even want me here.
But he didn't
leave, so he didn't get the moniker of quitting on the team. But emotionally, he was checked out. Mm-hmm. And I don't even say that to say they were that's a human emotion, a human situation that you're in. Somebody tell me they don't want me no more, but still want me to come to work and perform at a high rate. I might do that. I might not. I'm not blaming them for that, but those are real situations that team had to deal with for pretty much the entire season. And I wonder, I'm not telling you it's going to happen. I wonder if getting guys in here that are all on the same page and working together with a certain level of talent that I think they still do have on that roster.
I wonder if that equates to some wins.
I wonder.
I'm with you in that regard, and that's, you know, it goes back to the question I always ask: did we, you know, overestimate or did they underachieve? And I do think did we overestimate or did they underachieve? And I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. And there's a lot of that stuff that you just laid out. Being like it's oh, you got to play through it. You got to be a professional. Imagine like just going to work and it being as messy as the Sacramento Kings were. Hell, we don't have to. we don't really have to imagine.
You want to talk about 2023 again?
Oh, man. You want to relive those Monday meetings with our guy over here?
What's the scuttlebutt?
Yeah, no.
We hear it in the halls.
We're not even at the facility. What are you talking about?
let me get a deep cut real quick. Remember when he asked us, he was like, hey, I'm hearing rumblings. There's going to be some changes. And, you know, you guys are safe, but I think there's some firings coming. The firings had happened like 5 days earlier.
Yeah, you don't say, boss.
And we all were on a Zoom and we all kind of looked at each other like, yeah, nah, well, yeah, for sure. We'll let you know.
I need a cigarette.
The 5 years of this show be a great 30 for 30.
Oh, man. Hey, this might be a last dance type of like 10 apart.
Oh, man.
What if we just completely cut off what you guys were talking about and did a sports update in the middle of the segment?
Man.
I don't think that's a good idea because it'll kind of just make, nope, what if we did that? Okay, if that's what you want.
First episode centers on the forming of the show, and Kenny and I did a practice show with Kenny sitting in his car when Vlade got fired. Vlade gets fired like 2 days before the show starts. Like, what a godsend that was. By the way, it's still COVID. We're at home.
Are we live?
I've met Kenny once, and then that. That's how the first episode concludes is, are we on? Oh, now, hi.
What would be better, a 30 for 30 or a winning time
Oh, man.
Winning time would be crazy.
Winning time would be way better.
Yeah. Winning. We could really, like, can you imagine the scene?
Winning time, they'd treat me like Jerry West.
Oh, yeah. And, like, imagine the scene where we walk into Tribal Chief's office that one time.
Oh, my God. It'd be like Ice Cube and Straight Outta
exactly.
Compton.
What Complex asked me to do a Saturday show.
Oh, my God. I can now pinpoint the two moments I have seen Kenny at his angriest and Jesse at his angriest. Kenny's was when Complex asked him to do a Saturday show on the wrong day. Jesse's was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was not good.
Jesse's was 22 hours ago. The funny part is, it's not, well, it's funny now.
Yeah,
we're good. Jesse was told something yesterday morning. What, 10, 11? He's fuming. Mm. We don't get to talk because we got work to do till 4:30. Jesse is still pissed at 4:30. There was no calming over the last 6 hours.
That man was cross as two sticks.
It was literally like the show was the only thing. It was like, all right, just be good for the show. 4 o'clock hit. All right, it's go time again.
Jesse cut a promo on me yesterday I won't soon forget.
Legs
crossed. Jesse was CM Punk in Chicago
Legs
yesterday.
Crossed.
Oh, my God. No, scratch that. Jesse was Shawn Michaels in Canada.
Oh, geez. No, I think you might have had it. I thought he was Bret Hart.
The anti-American
Bret
Hart?
Yeah, he was Bret Hart.
Give America an enema, you'd stick the holes right here in Pittsburgh. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. But they went through a lot last year. They went through a lot. And I, like you said.
Matt George said, give me the D'Lo and Casey version of Clipped.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Hell no. Because they'd have the guy who played Blake Griffin play me. Hell
still
no.
Still couldn't believe that was supposed to be a serious show.
Winning time got him, though. Winning time got him. But, yeah, like I said, I don't know. They could just be a worse team. Like, I'm not disputing that. I am wondering if a more stable environment could help a lot of these guys next year.
It's helped DeMar us.
DeRozan, yeah. DeMar DeRozan, who probably won't be here next year,
Yeah. Immediately
was like, yo, this is the craziest season I've ever been through.
Yeah.
DeMar DeRozan has seen it all in this league.
Yeah. Yep.
He's like, this was crazy.
That man was part of one of the biggest trades in recent league history. Mm-hmm. And the team he was traded from went on to win a title. And this year was still crazier. Mm-hmm. As someone who covers this team and is a fan, not a supporter, but a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan too. What you talking about?
That feels terrible. Like, that feels awful. 16-year vet comes in here and goes, man, this was crazy. God. Sacramento breaks everybody.
Seriously.
Man, poor George Hill is a villain here just because he wanted to win.
I want to win basketball games. Get out then!
Oh, really, pal? You came here to win, huh?
Don't come back!
Okay, man, he's not wrong.
Yeah. So, I'll probably be looked at as the optimist, and people got to give you the real. But I wonder if a more stable situation could help this team out a little bit. And then, like I said, if they play better, if they get a couple more people that work a little bit better, maybe that's where the improvement in the record comes from.
I think you're going to need someone better than LaVine or Sabonis, I think, to be a non-playing team.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Better
with that.
Than those two?
Yeah.
Not even on the same level.
No, I think you need someone
better.
Yeah. You need someone who compliments them.
That might be better because you talk about better. Like I said, I know people look at them a certain way, but you're talking about like you need a top
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
15 to 20 players.
Do you think you could build around Domantas Sabonis?
It's difficult. It's difficult. I think when you talk about like championship, you definitely need somebody better. But to get out of the play-in, I'm not sure. I think if you get somebody that, one, compliments, and two, is on their level.
Who would be someone that compliments them in your mind? I know it's on the spot.
Oh,
but
see, that's tough. Yeah.
What kind of player, I guess?
Like a point guard? Off the top of my head, if you got Drew Holiday, can you get out of the play-in?
That's not who I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say Dylan Brooks.
Oh, Dylan Brooks?
That's what I thought.
Dylan Brooks ain't as good as those two.
No. He's the more complimentary type.
He's complimentary.
He's absolutely not as good as those two.
Yeah, but I was thinking like Drew. And Drew is probably I think Drew is a little lower than Sabonis and LaVine. But for argument's sake, same tier. He's a champion. He's a winner. He's a difference maker. If you got Drew Holiday here as a point guard, can they get out of the play?
We'll answer that when we return. In Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. You all right?
I'm good. I got to tell you.
Nick's game, are you torn up still?
I got to tell you a quick story. So the other day, I did this meet the coaches thing with Sac State, Mike Bibby and everything downtown at the Mix. That was the first time I've ever been in the Mix.
Okay. Was fake James Hamm there?
I didn't see him.
Okay.
I didn't see him. That's a nice place.
Yeah.
That's a nice place.
Mm-hmm. I believe we're allowed.
I wish they'd let me in.
No. I believe we're allowed in there again. I think there was a change.
I wish they'd let me in.
I believe we're allowed back in there.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. I'm going to go up there with Jordans and some jeans and see what happens.
What did I have on the night I went in there? I wasn't Jordans and jeans. I looked fire the night we went in there.
We'll see. But, no, so they had this event, and the night was winding down, and I'm leaving.
I wasn't invited to that event, by the way.
We cooking. I got some things I got to tell you.
Couldn't even deny it.
No, that's not true.
It was like Andy hit me up. Like, Andy, like, our guy, Andy, or he's just your guy? Oh.
he's our guy.
All right, Andy. I'm just over here.
He's our guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaving. Night's winding down. I'm leaving. And I'm about to walk out. And I swear I hear somebody saying, "Hey, KC, hold up. And that's what I believed I heard. That's why I turned around. But somebody, "Hey, KC, hold up. And then I look back and I see the guy coming back, you know, towards me. Where he's like, hold on. I want to holler at you real quick. I go, "Hey, yeah, for sure. What's up, big dog?" He said, "So y'all moved. You got a new spot now. Where's your new spot at again? You moved?" And I said, "Huh?" And he goes, "You moved, right? You're not in the same location. You're in the same spot." I said, "You think I'm Q?"
Oh, no.
He said, the restaurant, right? I'm not Q, big dog. I'm Casey.
That's hilarious. Man.
He said, my bad.
He hit you with a y'all look alike.
It was a brother.
Man.
It was a brother.
Well.
And he go, my bad, man. I said, "I know what you talk about. The new location is at the Galleria, man. That's shout out to you." He said, "Oh, well, what? you understand why I see that."
Now that you mention it.
I could have swore he said KC, though. That's why.
He was yelling Q.
I guess.
Oh.
I still feel like I heard KC, but clearly he didn't know who I was.
Well, so. Maybe he didn't know. Well, that's all right. Someone thought I was Dr. Luke Wood. It's fine. It's fine.
I wouldn't even have told
him. That's far off. Come on.
Should have just walked away. I wouldn't even told him where it was.
Nah, bitch, I closed it. Now what?
Yeah. You can't eat there, actually.
We don't serve your kind there.
Yeah, I was tripping. I was like, yeah, y'all, you moved, right? You're in a little location. That's it. And I was just standing there looking at him. This guy thinks I'm Q. Said, "You think I'm Q, right?
The chef." You do look a little.
I didn't have no hat on that day either.
Oh, yeah. Nope, you didn't. Yeah. Let's see.
I mean, I see it, but I would never confuse myself and chef.
I was going to say, too, like, the guy was really curious about whether or not we still worked at the old building or this one.
I'm like, "Move."
Yeah.
What are you talking about, sir?
Mm.
But, yeah.
I saw a good picture of him. Well,
shout out to Q.
Yeah, you don't look like
that's
Q.
What I'm saying. Like, I had glasses on that
what's
day.
What's the game that you play?
Yeah, what are you giving me?
Yeah, I got 2, 3. Yeah, this is he was profiling.
Be your own people.
He was profiling.
Be your own people. And I've never seen Chef, you can dress, you can get down, but I've never seen him with the accessories.
I've never seen him
that I had on. I had glasses on. I had rings and all this other stuff. I've never seen him. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, remember someone thought Matt George was Deuce.
That did happen.
So, shout out to Coach Molly. She living her best life. She out at the ballpark.
Yeah, the A's game?
Yeah.
Shout out A's. They winning 5-2, I think, right now. Big ups.
We were talking about Jrue Holiday before the break.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that going?
So Jesse had said before for them to get out of the play-in,
yeah,
they need somebody better than LaVine and Sabonis. And I said, I don't know if you necessarily need somebody better. I think you get somebody equally talented. And you mentioned a better fit. You know what I mean? Maybe they're not better, but they're a better fit. And I said, if they got somebody like Jrue Holiday,
mm-hmm,
if they got Jrue Holiday on the team, could that get them into the top six? I think it could.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about Jrue Holiday to go along with LaVine, Sabonis, Monk, Keegan Murray, Devin Carter coming off the bench, and what he provides Keon Ellis. I think they could. I'm not putting them in pin, but I think that team could be a top 16.
Mm.
What you guys think, though?
Yeah, I love the idea of Jrue Holiday. Absolutely. I'm assuming DeMar's gone. Yes. That's the DeMar trade.
Yeah, can we throw that I guess Jrue
Celtics fan, not big on this idea.
Well, after
not for DeMar, I'll series. Tell you that much, but
after that last series, I understand.
I don't know. Like, Jrue's not really much offensively anymore. So you've really been banging on this defense and playmaking. It's just, I feel like there's kind of a just a glass ceiling that was Sabonis.
So this is the thing. This goes back to how all of this started, centering around Tyrese Haliburton and how you build from there and what the Indiana Pacers did and what the Sacramento Kings didn't do. I think we talked about this yesterday with Hammer. For the love of God, will someone ask Doug what he wants? Can Doug and Scott Perry get on the same page for how they want to build this franchise moving forward, for how they want to build this roster moving forward? What do we have now? We have, you know, Zach LaVine for this number of years. We have Domantas Sabonis for this number of years. We believe we're going to have Keegan Murray, you know, we'll call those our centerpieces for right now. Mm-hmm. Terrific. What are their strong suits? And you run through them, and if it's offense, 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 okay, our calling card is going to be offense. We're going to need somebody to do something for us defensively. Who is that? That's where the Jrue Holiday conversation comes in. Or, nope, all in. Okay, so we need more offensive firepower. Yeah, because that's how we're going to coach. That was... You know, the further we get away, I feel like Mike begrudgingly coached the team. He did a lot of what Rick Carlisle did the first year of the Pacers, mm-hmm. the Siakam Pacers, where he was like, "All right, score 140. It's how we're going to win games. Score 140. Just go. I'm not going to fight you with it." Mm-hmm. And the offseason gets here, and he sits down with, I have no clue who the Pacers general manager is, but he sits down with whoever that person is. We have to be better defensively. We're talented enough on the, we don't have to revamp our roster. We need to find a couple of guys who could do things on the defensive end and all handle the rest. I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to be Boston. Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to be 28th mm-hmm. or 29th or stop me if you've heard this before, Kings fans. I just want to be average. Just be average on the defensive end. I think we have enough offensive firepower that we can keep up in this conference. That's exactly what they were. They were like 15th or 16th or something. It's exactly what they were. And that's not a revamp of the roster. That's a few additions. And Rick Carlisle saying, okay, this worked. We're going to keep doing that, but we have to make a few adjustments because we, you know, when we get against the big boys in the playoffs, and that's something that he had to lean on. When we get against the big boys in the playoffs, we've got to be able to stop someone, whether it's Tatum, Brown, Jrue, Jalen, Brunson, whoever. We've got to be able to stop someone. And, well, they didn't exactly do that last night. It was more of what they did on the offensive
end. They compete, though.
Defense has gotten them to this position.
They compete on the defensive end. They compete all game long on the defensive end. They may not be the best team defensively, but, man, they get after it and they work and they compete. And I think that goes a long way with what they try to do. Also, comparing the Kings to the Pacers, excuse me, one of the things that didn't happen, and tell me if I'm wrong, but outside of Buddy Hield, they didn't change players. They brought guys in, but they didn't change. They didn't look at – Rick Carlisle didn't look at Miles Turner and say, Miles Turner not good enough. He's not going to get us where we need to go. Mm-hmm. We need to move on from him. Or he didn't look at Benedict Mathurin and say, hey, this guy, he's just not the defensive player I want him to be. I think we should package him in a deal to move on from him. He added to what they had. Didn't look to change or replace or tinker with what was working. He took those guys for who they were, challenged them to be better versions of themselves, and looked to add to that. And that's one of the reasons why they were able to get somewhere. You know what I was thinking about the other day? Mike Brown. Mike Brown's basketball mind. He is a basketball mind. A damn good basketball mind. He's seen it all. he's going to be a coach somewhere, and maybe it'll be a better situation, and he'll be there longer, and it'll work out good. But I was thinking about this last week. We heard this. We can say it. I think we can say it.
Okay.
This guy wanted to bring Draymond Green in for $100 million. We laugh at that contract that the Warriors gave him.
No.
After the first year, they were telling, yo, that's serious. Mm-hmm. I know you guys laugh, but Mike want him bad.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell me. I could be wrong. I'm not reporting this. I don't know the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But he was pushing to bring him in here.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't going to be for no cheap deal. It was going to be for $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been disastrous. Disastrous. Yeah. So I think Mike Brown's.
Now, we knew Draymond was never going to do it because
mm-hmm.
Steph Curry doesn't play for the Sacramento Kings.
He would have, if they didn't offer him the money, he would have came to Sacramento.
I don't think that's, well, he would have that's not your point. I don't think he would have retired. I think they would have offered him something.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have taken it. But that's not your point. Your point is, yeah, that's what he wanted to do.
Right. And that's completely changing the face of what that team was. That's my whole point, is they played a certain way that first year.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked to completely change the face of what they were trying to do. And once again, I understand in theory what Mike Brown is saying. It makes sense. It's right. You got to be able to play a little bit of defense. But number one, don't lose who you were in the process of trying to create this different team. And number two, just use what you have, who you have, to be better at what you're doing. Like, that's kind of the job. Like, this is the roster. This little maybe addition here and there. But you take a Kevin Huerter. You take a Sabonis. You take a, you know, at that point, Harrison Barnes, and you figure out, hey, how can we make this work? How can I get you to be the best version of yourself on the defensive end and work on team defensive concepts as opposed to saying, we just can't get nowhere with these guys on the roster. We gotta move on from these guys.
Yeah.
I thought that was the wrong approach.
I agree. Completely. And it's why everyone needs to be on the same page, mm-hmm. not just Scott Perry and Doug Christie, Doug Christie's coaching staff, Mike Woodson, Bobby Jackson, Leandro Barbosa, whoever is here, Vivek Ranadive, and whoever the hell is Vivek Ranadive's circle. They all need to be on the same page, mm-hmm. every single one of them. I'm not of the belief that Vivek is not going to be involved or not going to have an opinion or a thought. I just need everyone to be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Build towards a common goal. Figure out what that goal is first,
mm-hmm.
and build towards it. And analyze this roster as in-depthly as you can. Make a decision with your coaching staff about what you want to bring forward and how you want to coach this team moving forward, and try to build out the roster from there.
Yep, I agree.
Matt George is going to join us coming up in about 45 minutes. Remember, Matt George celebrating his birthday tomorrow, so let's make sure we shower our brother with some love.
Yes, sir.
Want to do Bump It or Dump It?
Yeah.
Excellent. Hit the music. I don't have it.
No, what's better? Saying hit the music and not having the music, or saying hit the music like Rick Rude and actually hitting Rick Rude?
I think hitting the music would be dope.
And would
I just play, haven't done it yet.
Would it play the whole time, or would it just be an intro thing?
We could probably fade it down.
Okay.
Yeah, let it run a little bit, then fade
hit
it down.
Hit the music. That was a classic, mm-hmm. one. Boy, Rick Rude. All right, let's
What I'd some. Like to have right now is for all you Sacramento sweat hogs. Sorry, go ahead.
Let's see. Where do we want to go? Okay, bump it or dump it. I'll preference this by saying it's a little bit of a layered headline, but we'll see if you want to hear it or not. Simone Biles receives an honorary degree from Washington University in St. Louis.
Sure.
The
Feel
greatest
story. Casey's Corner vibes here.
Yeah, the greatest of all time. Simone Biles delivered the keynote speech at Washington U's 164th university-wide commencement. She was also awarded an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters degree. Biles admitted during her speech that she was a little nervous, but encouraged graduates to be, quote, the best you despite the challenges. Now, the reason why I say this is layered, this is a good story. It feels good. That's great. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you, where do you stand on honorary degrees?
Oh, good question. They don't bother me, but I'm not calling you doctor.
Dr. O'Neill?
I'm not calling
you
doctor.
Yeah, you can get one, but don't like act like you did something for that degree.
Like, I'm not calling you doctor.
Some people that went into debt for that degree. Like,
and if I was a doctor, I'd literally call you Dr. F you. Because that's pretty much the only thing I would be saying to you. Dr. F you.
Yeah, like, whatever, you got the little envelope you want to call it, that's great, but no, that's not real.
they don't, I'm with you, they don't bother me.
I feel like my actual degree is an honorary degree.
Still counts, brother, still counts.
I guess.
They don't bother me, it's fine, but it does feel like these people spend $20,000, $40,000, $60,000 to get their piece of paper, and you're just going to give one to this guy or this lady?
Because you did the floor exercise? Because you dunked a basketball?
Oh, man. Shout out Simone Biles. Because
you created WrestleMania?
Where's his at?
Somewhere in the Northeast, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up now.
No, he definitely has one.
Oh, man. Terrence Crawford also got an honorary degree from Nebraska, maybe Wichita State. I don't know. I saw that yesterday.
Vince McMahon has an honorary doctorate of humane letters from Sacred Heart University.
Sacred Heart.
Got that in 2007.
Is that in...
Was honored for his contributions to children, education, and community.
Well, at least I didn't say women.
This one is an old one. It's kind of been...
By the way, that story's just gone.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's fine.
Yeah, he's done. He's just chilling.
Wasn't he at the garden after?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm here.
Absolutely.
Out here.
I seen a picture of Brock Lesnar with long hair now, so... Oh, you know what that used to mean? New haircut means they're going to be back soon.
I was going to say that might have been his daughter.
This was Brock. This was Brock.
Right. His daughter's been
shot put legend.
Internet. Yeah, she's killing it.
She looks like crazy. Brock Lesnar. Oh, yeah, like, I have never seen, like, yeah, like, oh, that's my God, kid. That's Brock's daughter.
That's his kid.
She absolutely does. This is an oldie, but we haven't talked about this, so I want to know if you want to bump it or dump it. Michael Jordan becomes a special contributor to the NBA on NBC.
Dump it. Even David Falk is like, I'm be surprised if he appears more than twice. just dump it. Dump it, dump it, dump it.
Okay, let's see.
He's absolutely appearing via satellite. Like, there's no chance he's in an NBC studio.
Hey, you got people talking.
Cigar smoke everywhere.
Yeah. You're going to have the iPad with him.
They were talking about, on Twitter, like, Mike, the first time somebody says something about his analysis, and they played the clip on Winning Time. He's like, well, yeah, that might be what you say, because you've never won anything. That's what Mike's going to say to these people. Rob Gronkowski slams Bill Belichick for Jordan Hudson.
Okay.
Former New England Patriots star tight end Rob Gronkowski has shifted his position on Bill Belichick's relationship with Jordan Hudson, describing the circumstances at the University of North Carolina as a continual source of distraction. This change of attitude.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The court occurs week after Gronk first stood up for Hudson after she interrupted Bill Belichick's CBS interview, which is now notorious. Gronk said, quote, "You know, and in the back of your head, too, you're just thinking to yourself, well, when you were on the Patriots, the whole goal was to eliminate all distractions that can possibly happen while you're on the team. And I don't bring those distractions to the team and in the locker room. And we're just looking down at the program in North Carolina, and it feels like it's distractions 24/7 down there. There's no football talk as well." Mm. End quote.
Mm-hmm.
So a little hypocrisy.
Yeah, that's not wrong. He's not wrong at all. Mm. Someone said it. I don't remember who. I don't remember if it was Pop. I don't remember who said it. But can you name a single player on North Carolina?
No. Mitch Trubisky. Oh, he's not there.
Nope.
No more.
We went over that yesterday.
he's not there no more. Let's see. I got another one before we run out of a little time. Kevin Durant reveals how cameras prevented him from ending beef with Russell Westbrook during the All-Star game.
I saw this. Yeah, go ahead. I saw this.
Kevin Durant has opened up about his strained relationship with Russell Westbrook. Durant shared that he had hoped to use All-Star weekend. I don't have the year in front of me. I think it was 28.
Yeah, I don't remember the year, but I remember the moment.
Yeah. I think it was the 2018 All-Star game, maybe 2019. But use All-Star weekend as an opportunity to mend fences with Westbrook. Mm-hmm. But the presence of cameras prevented them from having a private conversation. Said, quote, "I wanted to ask Russ, how's your family doing? How you feel? Like stuff that normal people talk about. But there were so many cameras watching us. What are they talking about? They're all looking at each other and they're not even saying hi. It's crazy. It just kind of makes me sick looking back on it." End quote.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
That he didn't even feel comfortable, you know, having a normal conversation with a guy that he didn't have a problem with.
He felt people were
going to make it strange.
Well, I think people were going to have an opinion on it, like that it wouldn't have been genuine if the cameras were there. Mm. Like not the cameras are there and they're talking, but they're talking because the cameras are there. Mm-hmm. And I actually respect that.
Yeah.
I hope that they were able to do it at some point somewhere else. I don't know if they did or not, but I actually respect Kate. I understand that line of thinking.
Absolutely.
A couple of things I want to, we've got some time. I want to touch on before Matt George joins us. There is a change coming to the college football championship already.
Mm.
And my man's having a tough day. But he was right.
Well, once again,
there is something that he was right about. We'll talk about. Mendilo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Couple of quick things before we get back to that stellar game last night.
We don't have to get back to it.
I'd like to. Well, I think you're going to like this, to be honest. Well, we know it's tough when you're a fan, but I do want to, for those that are just tuning in, you know, the late crowd. Earlier today, Jesse and I offered Kenny the opportunity to scratch.
Okay, Lake Show.
The moment voted.
Should already be gone anyway.
The moment voted. The top moment of the first 1,000 episodes of D'Lo and KC.
Get that out of there.
Gave Kenny Caraway the opportunity.
Okay, Lake Show.
To scratch that from our board if he just admits he's a fan of the New York Knicks.
This wasn't just a scratch for a week. This was for eternity.
It's gone.
Yes.
And he still refuses to admit that he's a Knicks fan.
Well, what do you guys want me to do? You want me to perpetrate around here?
Are you Mr. America?
That's a good one. What? No.
Oh.
Where's that from, Kenny?
That's season 5. That was later. Season 5.
You suck, bro. That's a wrestling reference.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan.
You don't know who Mr. America is?
No.
When Hulk Hogan came back under a mask and Vince McMahon gave him a lie detector test, he said, "Are you Hulk Hogan?" And Mr. America goes, "No." And he passed.
Vaguely.
11-year-old me was like, maybe
he's not. What year are we talking about? Like, yeah, do it in WrestleMania.
This was like 2004.
After
he came back originally and was yellow and red Hogan again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gone.
Mr. America.
Let's go.
I can't believe you said that was season 5 of The Office.
That's hilarious.
But like I said, you don't want me to perpetrate. I like the Knicks as much as I can without just saying, no, I'm a fan. Like, I'm going to get me a Carmelo jersey.
Night?
Yeah, I was upset last night. I was pissed off last night.
Why?
But why?
Yeah, why? Why?
Because I wanted the Knicks to win.
Because you're a Knicks fan.
Like,
but
I root for them to win.
Why the emotion?
Except that they're playing the Kings.
I wanted Russell Westbrook to win. He didn't, and it's fine.
Yeah, why is there emotion there for you?
Well, I want them to win. I want to see them do well outside of when they play the Kings.
Did you used to be a Knicks fan?
Mm.
Are they like your ex or something? Your ex-sports team?
Mm. Like, you know who the other teams were? The second team, I guess, back in the day was Philly when AI was there.
Yes, if you are ever in a trivia contest in the 2001 Philadelphia 76ers, come up, call Kenny Caraway.
Yeah, call Kenny. Like, that's facts, too, by the way.
Kenny knows.
01 Sixers.
Kenny knows the Keon Ellis of that Philadelphia 76ers.
Ronnie
team.
Buford, Jermaine Jones, Kevin Ollie was on that squad. You know, Matt Geiger, obviously. Matt Geiger was the reason.
Dude said Matt Geiger, obviously.
Well, no, the reason why I say obviously is Matt Geiger is the reason Allen Iverson didn't get traded to the Pistons. He refused that the trade was done going into the 01 season, and Matt Geiger refused to waive his no trade clause. So that killed the deal. And then they bring him back. They have this MVP season. Larry Brown was done with AI. He said, we got to get him out of here. Done with him. Yeah, 0-1 Sixers in the 90. I'd say 90 to 94 Chicago Bulls. Then that's when the Kings took over.
Mm.
So
you're a pretty recent Kings fan then.
No, not that was 30 years ago. What are you talking about? They barely were in Sacramento.
Well, I mean, some of us are lifelong Kings fans.
Yeah, that are older than me. I was 9. Right. 10.
Well, at least you weren't 7.
And I was there when the roof was leaking. I was like 3 or 4 at that time.
I've been Kings. You're really proud of that.
Well, I've been Kings. That's just to let you know I've been Kings. I used to have a satin
jacket.
Well, yeah,
you might be Kings, but you're what?
The satin jacket.
The satin jacket.
Yeah.
What do you think he said?
Something else.
What? The baby blue joint.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Because we've been kings.
You got any other I'm King stories besides the roof one?
Yeah, you really have.
I was there. Well, this is a little later. Well, I was there a couple of times with Mitch that I can remember. He hit a this is topical. He hit a what everybody thought was a game tying 3-point shot. I think they were playing the Hawks. He had a game tying 3-point shot with at the buzzer, but come to find out his foot was on the line. It was a 2 and they lost by 1. Mm. I remember that vividly. That was like 95 or so. There was new logo King, so it was like 95 or so. Mm. And then do you know the clip where it was against Seattle and they give an outlet pass to Jason Williams and he does the fake behind the back layup on that left strip? I was at that game.
Okay.
I was at that game.
I wasn't at none of those games. I can't even remember my first Kings game.
I was up there, though. Don't get it twisted. I was by Skyline Lounge.
Yeah, I think that's where I was. I think I was way up there. I'm pretty sure Dwayne Causewell was starting at center.
Was another time with the Royal Blue Kings when Antoine, I just remember he was on a fast break and did a big tomahawk jam and everybody went crazy. Antoine Carr. I don't know who they played.
I'm convinced or what happened. Antoine Carr entered the league when he was 40. Like, no one can tell me different. Like, that man entered. It's like Jerry Reynolds is younger now than when he coached the Kings. Yeah. Like, Jerry's hair has been that color since he was 30. That's Antoine Carr. Antoine Carr.
He was an OG as a rookie. What up, OG?
Yeah, pretty much.
J-Dub, get yourself straight. That was not in Seattle. Seattle was the crossover. Get your mind right. When he faked out that left shrimp, when he gave him the fake behind the back and then went in for the layup, that was at Arco. Stop playing with me. I was there. I'll find the highlight as well. Don't play with my J-Will highlights.
Wait a second. Is what Stephen Brown saying true? Stephen Brown says, Kenny handed Carmichael Dave the cowbell.
How the hell would Stephen Brown know? He can't even see over the steering wheel.
Did you hold the ladder for him? That's how Sacramento Kenny is.
Kenny saved the Kings.
Kenny saved the Kings.
I was there when
they brought the RV to.
Well, I did see Dave in Staples Center. That's where we're at. That's where he parked the RV.
Mm-hmm.
I was there when Vivek said, "This is your team."
That was the park, right?
No, at the game. Opening night.
Oh, that's when Dave climbed the ladder.
That was the other time he climbed the ladder.
He climbed the ladder twice?
Yeah, he climbed when they thought
they
were
at the end of the yeah, that's right. That's why he brought the ladder back for the second one. I thought Vivek said that at the park.
He might have, but he definitely said it opening night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was at the park.
Where do you think that ladder is right now?
Dave's house. It's in the Save the King section. It's next to the RV.
But I've liked the Knicks for a long time. I've liked the Knicks since 2000. I mean, Marbury got there. I really liked him. But I think his was more mid-2000s. I would say when Allen Houston hit the shot, I thought it was cool that the Knicks were making a run.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, that's pretty cool. I'd love to see. The Kings were in the playoffs that year, too, going up against the Jazz. Going into that, I think they both happened on the same day. I think both of those game fives were on the same day. Because I was in Las Vegas. Allen Houston hits the shot, and I saw that in Nike in Caesar's Palace. I saw that shot there, and I was like, oh, man, we have to go to my cousin's house. We got to get to the house. Kings game about to start. That's when they played the Jazz in game five.
Mm.
The first year they were good. So I remember going into that game, I was like, man, I hope they play in the finals, Kings and the Knicks.
Hmm. Almost there, buddy.
Almost
there. Almost. Since we're talking about the Knicks, well, we could talk college football tomorrow. It's not a big deal. They're doing some reseeding stuff, which is probably the best thing for them and everybody involved.
Well, it was so flawed last year. Ohio State got the benefit of the doubt with everything. So, yeah, fix it.
Do you know how many games Ryan Day was suspended last year?
The Michigan game.
Hey, coach, what? They're fighting over there. Okay. What's going on?
What happened?
That is crazy. That might be hope for the Knicks because they look like they were dead after losing to Michigan.
Yeah, they did.
The coach looked like
Ryan Day was
D-O-A.
Looking for jobs. Yeah, Ryan Day's agent was absolutely looking for jobs after that game.
I don't think the Knicks are in trouble or anything like that. Like, yeah, you choked. Like, we read the stat earlier, but like, I don't see, they can't get the next game or anything like that. I don't think they're in trouble yet.
They could.
If you lose game two, then yeah, like, I don't know if you're getting both
season,
in Indiana.
Season might be done. They lose game two. I don't think they're in trouble yet either, but I'm picturing a world where we look back next Friday and it's like, yo, that game one, they never recovered.
Mm.
So obviously, I hope that's not
that. That would be, I don't think this Knicks team is constructed that way. Mm. Like, if you lose, that's tough. Like, what does that look like? What does not recovering look like? Because if you lose, if you get swept, but you lose three more close games, is it because of what happened in game one?
No, not necessarily. But I look back on, and maybe it's not a recovery thing. It's just where you lost the series. Mm. I look back at game one of Clippers Nuggets. Clippers had that game. They should have won that game. Yeah. Series is totally different if they win that game.
Mm.
And they blew it. And they never recovered in a way to win the series. They had to, essentially, you won that road game. They had to win another road game to win that series when they had everything for them right then and there. And they never did win another. Oh, they won game two, excuse me. Mm-hmm. So they had to win two road games to win that series.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.